And we are live. And I got a weird neck. All right. All right, what is the title of today's stream?
Unwinding.
That's cool. I got pizza and orange juice. We are indeed unwinding. Let me get this out of my face. If you guys want ASMR pizza noises, I don't know if I want that though. An orange juice, classic, healthy, nutritious dinner for power and energy and long life. Yo, Dan. Green screen was moved. Oh, you noticed. Guess why? Let me post this. We had some interesting things, which was the Doja Cat thing. We found out about that.
Yeah. By the way, you got the tweets in your
chat. Yeah.
Yeah. Tweet them out.
I mean, apparently Doja Cat is stripping in chat rooms for racists on Jaw.
On Jaw?
The main thing we're focusing on is the comments about not wanting to be black. Sounds pretty awesome, honestly.
It sounds pretty. You should tweet those things out and then you tweet the stream. Did you already tweet the stream out?
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay. Tweet those things out. Whenever. Yes, the green screen was moved. Because we got some work done. Probably gonna get some more work tomorrow.
Hello, everybody in chat. Thank you, Dan, for posting the links, but, yeah. Eat these things. They just eat first. Is anything else interesting going on, though? Is anybody else racist that we, just didn't pick up on or noticed?
I don't know.
I mean, I've seen, like, 20 people sure. get canceled on Twitter in the past few days.
Yeah, I hope, Trashlin and Chunky get on here, because they have relevance to the topic.
Right.
That we've seen an influx. We've witnessed firsthand an influx of mixed people. Black people, ethnic people in general, going towards the stuff we agree with, that we see a point to, that we care about, and it's not exactly simple to deal with that, to not deal with it, but to understand why that's happening and where that's coming from, because culturally they're not meant to do that. But it's because a lot of these people are normal. And if they only had a single friend who was, you know, eloquent enough or had enough testicles in him to say, yeah, this stuff is retarded, you shouldn't care, it would immediately be 1,000 times better and they would get it instantly. But they don't. They have no friends that are like that.
What are you guys talking about? Why is Keemstar a topic of discussion again? I really don't want to time travel back to 2016.
Yeah, but people what is that all about? To want.
H3 and Keemstar, what is that? I gotta ask. I mean, what would Keemstar even be up to at this point? Because there can't be that much going on that Drama Alert can even be sustainable.
I think Ethan Klein is the Jay-Z of YouTube and somebody needs to kill him ASAP before it gets too bad.
Yeah, he seems like a Jew that keeps getting more annoying and Jewish.
Yeah, more annoying, more Jewish, more powerful. You know, it's gonna blow away at some point. Because YouTube is not going to survive being what it was. At all. It, like, Joe Rogan just left. You think they're going to bounce off that like it's nothing? No. That was a big guy.
Someone give me the quick recap off. For someone who doesn't go on Twitter and read stuff like that.
So, I'm not even focused or centered in YouTube. I use it to watch videos about boxing.
Yeah, basically it.
So, I don't even know what's going on, but it seems interesting. It seems weird. I don't know where YouTube is heading. Oh, really?
Pretty much
is that a racist thing?
Just made a hit piece video on Keemstar. Yeah, everyone's done that. Centerpiece of evidence was another hit piece made by a YouTuber named Vexed. Vexed video, he accuses Keem of swatting his friend. Oh, for you. Okay, what's going on? Old video by Gokan Nari made a content cop on H3 and killed him. Yeah, hasn't everyone made a hit piece on Keemstar already? Didn't that already happen years ago? Why? Can't keep getting away with this.
Hasn't this happened already 1,000 times? Wasn't he accused of being a pedophile murderer 1,000,000,000 times by now? Who cares what's going on in YouTube? Who cares what H3 has to say?
Yeah, he's freaking... Keemstar confirms he has the emotional maturity of a 12-year-old by dismissing my criticism as me being big mad. Yeah, as if YouTube is some... We're in university and you have to make your... It's a debate and you have to make a refined point against me. Yeah, no one's surprised at the Jew calling up the big company to get slanderous videos taken down. That's real funny. All this is just YouTube drama mindlessly put background noise, don't they? So tiring, man. How can people, like, even be interested in this, man? Yeah, the lemons can be, redeemed for real money. What about Doja Cat stripping for racist? Apparently she was in, like,
you know, I'm thinking of...
With pole guys.
Yeah. I'm, you know...
Saying racist stuff. And homophobic
stuff.
She's
not our kind of people, obviously. Mm-hmm. But she's I don't think she's a bad person. She's definitely misled. Obviously, what she's doing has to do with, like, self-esteem issues, which she's talked about. Mm-hmm. Obviously symptomatic. Obviously nobody ever says, like, that doesn't seem to be a solution. Obviously everybody says, wow, queen, yeah, show your butt more. That's gonna do you great. So, you know, I'm not obviously excusing it, but what I'm saying is, She's not a black person. She's not a bad person.
What?
And just like Kanye used to have songs about, you know, like a bunch of freak stuff, and nowadays he's good. I just feel the same way. She can be good. She can be, like, real good.
Mamma mia. But yeah, obviously it's not good to be showing your butt to people, but, you know, recognizing that black people and black culture is kind of retarded is definitely a step in the wrong direction. All right.
Okay, I'll focus on
chat. You guys watch Charles,
right
of
now.
Course.
I'll be racist if it gets that. You know what? M.E.M. Dubois. You know, that's the man right there. That's what a man says. That's the eternal spirit of man you just channeled.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say that I don't have that in me. But.
If I PayPal, you
recognize...
can email your vids. I got banned off PayPal. And so did my, so did my dad and brother.
You. What you do here? My voice is louder than yours. You should tone it down.
Oh? No, it's just equal now. Because it was just.
It's equal?
Yeah.
Alright.
That chair is seriously $700. No, this chair isn't $700.
But listen, speaking consciously from a place of cleanliness, mentally. Kanye used to be a freak. But, you're gay for having to point that out. Yo, that doesn't matter. We're still making bank.
Yeah.
For it.
Did they say the reason for banning you? No, they just said I'm not in line with the way they want people using PayPal.
It's the whole point of, like, even... The whole point of even... Of what my thoughts about Doja Cat were is, like... Being scared of what can happen to you, it doesn't matter. You're still gonna have a job. You're still gonna be talented. It doesn't affect you. So never shut your mouth. Say everything. Don't have optics. Oh, you walking vaginas of the world. Oh, you gotta have optics, dude. You can't just say whatever you want. They're gonna ban you off a platform.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, no. Absolutely. You know, horrible. Who wants that? Right? Doesn't matter. You can still work. And that's the whole point of even noticing things like Doja Cat happening. She should have people telling her, you can say whatever you want. You can joke about whatever you want. You can say you want to be white. We have people on the stream, like, frequently saying that sort of stuff, and they're, like, good. They're not low self-esteem, self-hatred weirdos. They're, like, fine people.
Yeah.
They're just joking about something, you know, about a characteristic of their own, of themselves that they're not, they're not.
Yeah, it's like any other characteristic. If you're, like, you know, a little bit chubby, you'll point out that, or if you have, like, retarded hair or something.
This is the point of it, is that they think race is the entirety of identity. So if you don't like your race or something about your race, you hate yourself. That's the underlying belief. You only are your race and that's it.
Yeah, you only are your
Which
race.
Is why they think...
It kind of applies to that whole thing. Sorry.
They think that if you don't like... Like, if Sophia said... If Sophia, because she's white, if Sophia said, yeah, I think my eyebrows are sort of ugly... nobody cares. Nobody cares because that's retarded. But if somebody says, yeah, I wish I had white skin, you hate yourself. You want to kill yourself. You're going to hang yourself because you're black. You hate yourself. You're a coon.
Yeah, it's the same as the you're perfect the way you are kind of thing. If you notice any flaw in yourself and, I don't know, wish you were different, suddenly that means you hate yourself, which is just projection because... The people who say that actually hate themselves. Actually, they love themselves. Obsessed.
I don't think it really matters if you put yourself in that bubble. You'll get struck with criticism and only take yes men comments. I have no interest in being a part of the free marketplace of ideas. That's learning. You know how you learn something doesn't work? Apply it. put it in practice. You don't go talking to strangers about it. Go talk to your friends, you weirdo. You don't have friends. If that's your... Yeah, I'm gonna do a life decision. Let me post it to Twitter. See what people have to say. Are you retarded? It's the only excuse you have if you're autistic. Otherwise, I don't know. We should be able to say whatever we want. No! We are. The people who control how money is sent don't see it that way, and that matters. Why? That doesn't matter. No ends of the world around us. None of them. You'll know what it looks like when it's here. It's not here. Not even close. We're so far away from the end of the world. It's sickening.
Yeah, the biggest conflicts right now are all online. Just e-drama. Not even close, man.
So, I'm not concerned about it. And, you know, obviously I wish I could talk to these people. Because I know when people like
I'm gonna
Kanye,
sleep. See ya. Alright, see ya, Mr. Kyle.
See you later, Mr. Kyle. People like Kanye, when they came out as what they were, obviously they probably had two people who were, you know what, dude? Great. It's probably about it. Two people. It doesn't matter. So Soph still has a PayPal, right? Oh, wait, no, she doesn't. So yeah, it kind of matters. Sophia doesn't matter?
No, it hasn't impacted my life at all.
Wow.
I still make a living.
Yeah, tell us what's going on. With,
Wow, I can't use one payment transaction platform. I can't use one video streaming platform. Dude, my life is over.
It doesn't matter. I'll tell you that much.
Have you guys thought about going
completely off the internet? Have you?
I've thought about that. Well, not like... I don't know, like, not in a way that I'd really do it, but thinking about, you know, hypothetically, you know, going
how
off the
be?
Grid and stuff like that, yeah, how it would be to, you know, live how people used to live. Probably regain your sanity really quickly.
Yeah, it would probably be different.
Probably be
mentally.
Really different, a lot calmer.
It always happens like that. When I was going outside a lot and not being on the internet almost at all for a couple months, I thought and felt sort of different. Focus is priorities.
It's probably thoughts. You know, a lot of thing of it, like I've compared to how I used to use the internet in the past, it's a lot different now. I don't go on social media and YouTube and random stuff as much. And I think that allowed me to regain a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
Genuinely. Because it was at the same time I started switching to watching more, like, TV, which is arguably better. Like, good TV shows, not just crap, but... And so...
Well, man, there is some crap in TV.
A lot That's of insane. Freaking crap.
I just watched the finale of season 6 of Sons of Anarchy a couple days ago. It was one of the things that made me feel the most negative emotion in weeks. It was very emotional, so she was distracted from how much it sucked balls. But I noticed, and I wasn't moved by it, because none of it was real. It felt like somebody poking, like, twigs into my brain. That's what that felt like. When someone uses narrative to attack you, that's so low.
Yeah.
Dangle something emotional in front of you while they freaking... this is how much you wasted your time for nothing, and I'm making you feel bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still, like... The jump from... the amount that I use the internet right now to, like, know electronics off the grid is, like, way huger than just a little step from social media to, like, almost no social media. But even that had a big effect. So it'd probably be cuckoo bananas. Years old and hate TV shows, to be honest. 23 and I still hate TV shows. Yeah, I'm kind of, I have a hard time.
It's very little of good stuff.
Yeah, I don't, you know, like trying things out often because most of the stuff is garbage. And people just can't tell the difference. So... yeah, there's the agenda pushing, but just generally everything's about torture and causing conflict for no reason and lying and just, you know, cheating and killing people for, I don't know, just kind of felt like it. And that's every storyline.
Any of you guys ever looked into Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, okay? I know I knew a girl, and I know that plenty of girls like that stuff. A lot of girls liked, a lot of women all over the world loved that book about, like, torture porn. Stuff like that. Stuff in that genre is reflective of the greater... It's reflective of the greater aspect of the great nowadays.
For no reason, these people crave self-validation drum provides from... I mean, in the context of the storyline, you know, people just do stuff that... cause conflict all the time for seemingly no reason. There's no justification.
Everything reflects that. It's all about producing negative emotion all the time. Everything is about that for no reason. No explanation, no tragedy, no comedy, none of that. No story arcs anymore. We don't get to have those anymore. We get to watch as a bunch of people crash and burn like 1,000 times in a row in a wall, and we get to watch them, you know, their skin burning. That's the average TV show. And I'm not even thinking about the agenda, because if it's good, it'll triumph over that. Because yep. Season one of Stranger Things, and I don't care what it was made with the intentions of it. I was like, oh, like, whatever, you can read into it whatever you want. But the point is, narrative. Does it get the archetypes right? I don't care about politics and what the politics of the creators are. Never been a concern of mine. Never will be. Does it get the narrative right? If it does, I don't care. Yeah. The show can be about anything. Gay people, black people.
Whatever. I don't care. Yeah. I just watched as long as it's, you know, manifesting something meaningful. Something is there for you to figure out. That's what matters.
Something good to occupy productively your mind with. And certainly, when I was computerless and I was watching Stranger Things without a computer and I was recording audios for Sophia with ideas that I had while watching it,
yeah,
some good stuff came out of my head.
Yeah.
That's always good.
It was interesting to listen to, so, you know. It means there's something there. Mm-hmm. And I think I tend towards... notice in movies and TV stuff, I tend towards, especially lately, with this stuff in mind, I've tended towards more anime stuff because it's often comes from, like, Japan itself, so it's outside of the realm where an agenda could be applied, but also, they don't have the trend of doing that, you know, torture. Real-life torture, watching people getting murdered, gore and sex. They don't have that stuff there.
It's weird, because every time I started hearing about it, I start remembering that that's the thing that women like a lot. And that blows my mind. Look into Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. Look at the art style. You notice stuff with disgusting, ugly aesthetics like that, with torture and gore. There was a whole movie series of Saw that was big. There was a whole movie series of, what's that other thing? Final Destination. Big for a long time, for years. Right? So what's up with that? Why do people like that? My idea of it is that it reflects how they feel. And if they have anhedonia, the closest thing to anything they can feel
pain
is negative emotion.
Yep.
It's agony.
That's
it's freaking anxiety.
It's the Jordan Peterson thing. Like, people will deny everything, you know, happiness and love, and they will never deny suffering. It's always real. You can't ignore it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's worth keeping in mind. I like violence, and I like violence. I'm a violent person. I liked the first season of Punisher.
It's good when it's meaningful. It happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And you're not just, you know, showing me someone's guts for no reason.
Yeah. I loved season one of Punisher. I loved that. I loved that. And it was some cruel stuff in there, but I still loved it. Because it had a point. It's like, oh, okay. Like, army stuff, I'm always down with that.
Really, Naruto. Been watching Neon Genesis Evangelion, that's good. First season of One Punch Man. Mob Psycho 100. This is there. Probably forgot most of the stuff I watched. Those are the ones I can remember, so those are probably the best ones. But, Naruto is probably the most impressive because already,
very
like,
well
past 100 episodes into Shippuden, still great.
Incredibly well written. I don't even know who the guy was that came up with it, but well done. Good job. So that's what that's the whole point of any of art is to take you away from, it's to enlighten you in some form. I'm not in a necessarily intellectual, obviously. Enlighten you in the literal sense, bring light, take away darkness. That's what it's meant to do. So if you have some kind of inarticulated idea, having that play out in front of you in a TV show helps you comprehend more aspects of it. Always good. Could be comedy. Could be SpongeBob. Could be set, like the first seasons of Simpsons. Always good. If it makes you, you know, better for it.
Mm-hmm.
But people like getting caught up with bad things nowadays. Actively seek it out. They're chasing it. The whole point of pornography and how people go about its consumption, they look for worse and worse things every time. It's not a random trend, ever. It's never random. It's always about humiliation and torture. Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird that the, like, one of the deepest instincts of man are now geared towards feeling pain and feeling bad? Everyone is addicted to feeling bad. Not everyone, but a large portion of the population that, you know.
Yeah.
It's depressing for them. But. It makes me feel like I'm, you know, Leonardo da Vinci, and I'm experiencing everything like I just, you know, came back from rehab. I feel like, compared to other people in the full state of anhedonia, I feel like I'm Leonardo da Vinci on LSD all the time. Because I'm looking at stuff and getting excited. I get excited. Does that happen to you?
No.
Like, how rare is that for real?
Really,
you know,
excited.
You say the...
I can't remember a time when I, like, time when I was excited. That seems like, oh, maybe when I was 10. Haven't felt excited in 5 years.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the people you see getting excited nowadays, it's you know, new Avengers movie coming out and they're watching the trailer and crying. What about exactly? That's called ethnography. It's not real. They're doing it because it's what they're supposed to do. They've trained themselves. It's conditioned.
Art is whatever reminds you have a soul. That's really good, actually.
Yeah, because it's always good religious. Art
grabs you at your soul. Because there can be no, like, even definition of what art is without God. That's arbitrary.
You know, like in a circus, they burn the elephant's feet so that it lifts up the foot. It's conditioned. They don't actually do it because they want to do it or because they like dancing. They do it because that's what they've taught. That's what they've been taught to do. The people crying about movie trailers, most of the time, they do it because they think that that's what they're meant to do. Because they've trained themselves to enjoy it that way. It's not real. It doesn't come from them. How many times in school, a lot of you went to school. I don't know if it's getting, like how relevant this is. Getting excited.
The only things I feel involuntarily are negative emotions. Most of the time. Like people that like genuine positive emotion that like is there.
How common is it that people, a lot, like some of you may be still in school or were in school recently. Like, how often did you fake laugh? That's something I noticed when I was 12.
Yeah, it's really common.
How common it was. And I was weirded out. And everybody did it. Everybody does it.
Yeah.
Huh, that's
it's
weird.
Awkward if you know.
Same thing. People will pretend to feel emotions so well, they'll believe they have them. Talk to SB about this, and there's an Owen tweet about it, about ethnography. The crazy part is a lot of the people who are lying don't know that they're lying. They don't go into their own brain deep enough to even figure that out. A couple months ago, I was writing stuff about freaking Batman like a retard, and I was excited. Yep. Thinking about it when I was doing something else, I'm thinking about it.
That's rare. Like, kind of motivation that waking up feeling like, oh, I'm excited to, like, do these things. It's been so long, and I'm not even old. I'm really young.
Yeah.
But it's the result of...
I had just watched, like, a video comic of The Killing Joke by Alan Moore. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. And I started thinking about it. And I started thinking for like a week and a half about it. Like thinking up stuff because it entertained me. It's like, how could I make that character like cooler, better?
Is there a way to restore that? There's gotta be a way. Because like if I was able to regain it, it can't be permanent. Well, I don't think it's...
I was just watching Leon the Professional, and every time I listen to The Shape permanent. Of My Heart by Sting, I still feel the same excitement that I felt a couple days ago when I was watching it, and I wanted to cry, because it was so good. Same feeling. I listen to Sting, A Shape of My Heart, and I'm laying down, feeling amazing. You know, that face, that feeling, no daughter, why I live. That's the whole, you know, I'm thinking about family. I'm feeling family. Feeling excited.
Yeah, it used to be that it was like constant negative emotion to fight against. Now I'm just neutral, which is great. Still, it's not natural.
Yeah.
Because if everybody was just doing neutral, the moment it's, really bad, it's like game over.
I think Your surroundings may affect you how you feel a lot. I think your house looks sort of drab and
it does.
Depressing.
My room sucks. The downstairs sucks. Hopefully when I move, I can make things better. The downstairs is so sucky that it's like demonic.
Yeah.
Literally. So this room is less sucky, but it still sucks and blows. Sucks a fart.
Dude, I think this is why Sophia's dreams are way crazier than mine. Because she feels a lot less than me during the day.
That's probably
so
true.
So when she goes to sleep, her dreams are insane compared to mine.
Oh yeah. Like most of the time, like I can wake up remembering a dream, but it's so insane that I don't want to have to put in the effort to like type it out. Like try to convey it. So
gardening is one of the few things that excited me when I was real down. Random animal or bug shows up, real cool feeling. There's an episode of Breaking Bad in which Pinkman has a little cockroach climb on his hand. We have a lot of animal imagery built into our DNA because we used to deal with them a lot more directly, except that we had consciousnesses and imagination, which they didn't. And still interacting with animals is a very interesting, bizarre thing.
Yeah.
And it gives you a good feeling. Does it help with lucid dreams? I have no idea about lucid dreams. I've never looked into how, like, what even...
Does it help? I think lucid dreaming is dangerous territory.
Yeah.
My intuition, because it is linked to all the other crap. Bunch of crap. It's basically... You're not turning the key and opening, like, the sixth dimension, but you're basically just talking to yourself. Like, if you're trying to figure something out about yourself, for whatever reason, like, psychoanalysis, doing psychotherapy, makes sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, because the way they do it, you, like, set an alarm at, like, 3 a.m., so you wake up, but you're tired, so you go to sleep, like, kind of conscious. Like, you're just effing everything up. Unless it's necessary, like, it's kind of just gay.
Cringe Panda, your opinions? Working with her. My opinion on it.
Yeah, you can lucid dream without trying to. It happened to me recently, which was interesting.
I never had a lucid dream.
I attempted to ask the dream characters what they meant, and they were resistant to it. Interrupting your REM sleep is really bad for you? Yeah, you always feel like crap. When you do that.
Was that the one in which your dad was actually three kids stacked on top of each other?
Yeah.
Your dad?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But I think that's one of only like two real lucid dreams I had. I had a thing like consistently for a long time, and it probably still happens occasionally, but it's like the being lucid is part of the dream plot line.
Yeah. I've seen that a lot.
So I can't actually control anything. Like either it all dissolves or I'm not really aware.
Yeah. Once you go meta, it goes meta on you. And you're in a loop.
Yeah. Or, you know, some like experts, waking up out of a dream into another dream. A lot of weird ass like that.
Some experts say if you remember your dreams at all, there's something in them for you to deal with consciously. I generally don't remember my dreams at all.
Hmm. Well, that's good. I remember like 5 dreams every night. It's probably not good.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of a like not that common thing actually. So that's not that common in like a bad way. I got some S to deal with. Maybe once a year I get a crazy dream with tons of details. Yeah, I've dreamt like whole movies.
My dreams are usually like they are usually the length of a Key and Peele skit when I do remember them.
Yeah, that's generally how they work. I think the theme of school and that
And those recurring dream characters have faded now, though. Which is good. Still dream about being in school and you pass SATs? Yeah, all my dad dreams about is, like, being in back in college and, like, not having enough credits to graduate or, like, being late for some important test.
Yeah.
I think it's been like that for years for him.
A lot of people have dreams about losing their teeth or cutting their... My girlfriend has dreamt about cutting her hair very often. And people dream about being naked somewhere.
Yeah, I'm having that more and more.
I don't have those. Never have those. Something, I don't know if something's wrong with me or something's right. But I'm not having these normal experiences. I bought a house recently. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Big time. Pat them all down because they're detailing. Yeah, I've tried doing that, but it takes like a considerable amount of time.
I remember a few times dreaming.
Chronicle all of them.
Dreaming of doing bad things. Like very few times in my life, and I'll wake up like, huh. I don't identify with that. What's up?
Yeah.
My entire life, I've had like once every 6 months. I have one dream where I'm doing bad things in. Probably 4 months. One dream where I'm doing bad things in, and I wake up and I think, huh, that's weird. I don't identify with anything that just happened. Where did that come from?
Yeah, probably demonic. Probably.
A lot of stuff starts making dreams. A lot of sense. Once you take that one step, that one molecule.
Used to be a nightmare connection. Thing when I was a kid. But... I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh yeah, about that, doing bad things. Like, sometimes I dream about, I'm about to do something that I shouldn't. But I don't know that I shouldn't, and then I suddenly remember, like, oh, I'm not supposed to do that. I think it's only been a thing since I became Catholic. Like, it's always in the context, like, oh, wait, I'm, like, not supposed to do that because it's, like, a sin. Oh, shoot. I don't know what that's all about. Because it's never related to, like, any IRL situation.
I feel if it were not somewhat of a dead end, I mean, if you need psychotherapy for something, your dreams are very useful, but if you're not, if you're relatively normal, it very quickly goes into a dead end.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to get anything new out of them. They're just, you know, recycling of your own brain or random stuff or bad stuff.
Yeah.
That you're not going to get good stuff out of.
My dreams that I remember are almost always about me being in trouble with authority figures. That's funny. What are you up to?
Well, how's your mom and dad? Obviously. I recommend not telling people about your dreams. I don't talk about my dreams. Because on the off chance that it is something that was put in there, I don't want to be saying what they told me.
Yeah,
I
want to like,
be playing telephone.
I rarely... I think we only, like, send each other our dreams when it's something, like, obviously symbolic or important. Like, or funny. It's really hard to analyze your own dream. At least for me.
Yeah.
So I like sending it to you. Because you're just kind of, like, blind. But the second the other person figures out, it's like, oh, well, that was obvious.
I've always hated sleep. I don't like being out.
Yo, Cat from Space.
What's up, Cat from Space? Aren't you black too?
funny question.
Am I wrong, or are you a black person? I always forget if you're a black person or not, but I'm pretty sure you are. And we were talking about Doja Cat earlier. How she said stuff that she's not supposed to because she's ethnic, and then she is forbidden from being a normal person.
Yeah.
I had a stream where I approached some strange deity figures, even though my instincts told me not to, and I had a massive feeling of dread.
Wow, that sounds like, you just smoked DMT. It's funny.
I dream about farting and I wake up to brown sheets. One, here's a tip. Never go to sleep when you want to pee. You pee before you sleep.
Yeah.
Because the stuff that your brain starts creating, this is the thing, if you're a heavy sleeper especially, because your brain is going to start putting bad stuff in your mind so you wake up. And this has happened to me multiple times. When I'm wearing underpants that are very tight or I want to pee, this is straight up, I ran the studies on myself. When I'm uncomfortable in any way when I go to sleep, I have terrible dreams, like things that I hate, and I wake up feeling disgust and dread.
Yeah.
But I'm a heavy sleeper, so I don't wake up. So I'm just living in hell for hours.
I can confirm that because, first of all, I always go pee before I sleep because I'm not gonna be able to fall asleep.
I didn't do that yesterday, and I felt, not good feeling.
When it's like too hot, even in a way that I can't consciously feel, if it's too hot for like any part of my body, I will have like a nightmare that'll like wake me up, and then I'll like turn off the heater or like open a window or something. I never sleepwalked. How does that even work? I made the DMT connection when I woke up. It felt like being possessed by demons, a fear 100 times stronger than I felt in my life. It's crazy.
A fear 100 times stronger. Yeah, the fear you get from those things, it's different.
That's before I sleep, and I can't sleep when it's hot.
Yeah, okay. Cat from Space, the third black/mixed girl we have on chat. So it's a very specific demographic. It's ethnic girls. Weird.
Yeah.
And Doja Cat is a girl. Yeah. That's real weird.
Yeah.
It is what weird. Is it? What is up? What's up, man?
Up though.
Is it just like you have empathy for white men and thus you are against everything that is going on immediately? Because everything is geared against white men, Christian white men. So, like, if you are sort of empathetic to that more than the average person, then immediately you are way more friendly with the side that is against everything going on right now. I'm pretty sure that might be the case. She has a white boyfriend, which is my point. Because if you're a man, you have no problem being unempathetic to men. We already naturally do that. Which is a very sexist thing, by the way. Men thinking men are crap, that's what men do. And white women, they know how much power they have. They're basically omnipotent. So they don't feel any sort of problem controlling everything, saying who's bad and who's not. But mixed /black women, they're women with a more human perspective. This is an anti-white woman stream.
Alright, it'll be
because white women are freaking like, you ever talk to one, like a good looking one? The likelihood, you better be a CEO. You know, because they're smart, so they're high achieving, and they're gonna expect a lot out of you. So if you let them go crazy, they're really gonna go crazy. But I'm just being crazy here, guys. I'm just being insane things. But right. Basically, black women are like, they have lower self-esteems, and thus they're less susceptible to the like woman worship stuff that doesn't really hit them as much. So they're more normal. Think. Theory.
5 more minutes and we'll wrap it up. Because it'll be the hour mark. Okay. And I gotta do homework because I'm gay. Alright.
Oh no, it's not about that. Kinks? It's about her. Yeah, it's not about that at all. It's it's about her being racist, joking about racism. Is there any way to stop? Stop what? Sleepwalking, yeah, okay. I wouldn't know. My nightmare since still watching the world burn, being forced to watch.
What the frick is race play? Like having men color in Igor?
That's funny and weird. But I don't know. People have everything nowadays. They'll say anything. They'll do anything. It's something you, once you figure out what it is, you can drop it. You can just say, actually, no, that's not true. That's just insanity. And then you don't need it. It's a lie. It's, you know, same thing with pornography. Belly Al, you said you had nightmares of watching the world burn. Do you have a Twitter account? I would argue that black women's low self-esteem allows them to be manipulated more into... This is the thing about women, though. They obviously recognize how valuable and important they are. So, when they get the opportunity to get power, like they're doing right now, and they're smart, they take it and they use it to manipulate everything. But black women... I'm not going to say they're dumb. I want to say they're retarded. So the binary gets more radical. They're either fat or crazy people who, you know, throw food on their boyfriend's heads. Or they're just women with lower, like, appetite for power. Or less interested in manipulation, I guess, because they don't have the ambition.
Is that what race play is? Also, black women tend to have big chips on their shoulder. We do suffer from tremendous low self-esteem and overcompensate for it? Really? But what from? Like...
Oh man, you know one of the best feelings ever? This is how I know how women are nowadays. I have a mother, and she's currently crying in the living room about how poorly she's treated.
What a idiot.
Everything's about them.
Thanks for the diamond.
When you have an ounce. When you have an ounce of self consciousness.
Well, if you're told that you're always ugly and good for nothing and mess up your self esteem, by who?
Yeah. Once you have an ounce of humility and something like that, you immediately think. Like, women with insanely high self esteems are the problem, and black women have, on average, lower self esteems. That's what I'm saying. That's my claim here. Because women with, like, insane god complexes, the problem is that they're really powerful. They're actually really powerful at getting their way. So if they go crazy, if they power trip, they can screw a lot of things up. They can screw up people's lives. Which is why, like, black woman, white man marriages work, I think, better Like, on it, like, the statistics show that there's less divorce in those.
Yeah.
Because there's less power tripping. So it's easier to negotiate with people who are speaking to you as if they're not, you know, your authority, your mom. Imagine being married to your mom. That would probably suck, right? They're telling you what to do. She's crying again about how she's missing work.
It's your choice to go to work. What?
Go back to work. He doesn't need you to be around him all day long. Oh, Weeper. Retard. Willow Weeper. Yeah, oh, I feel so sorry for you. You're tragic. You're like Homer's tragedy. You're like Oedipo.
Yeah, if you try to tell her that she can just go to work, she'll say, no, but I have to take care.
Don't gut me.
I care way too much about your grandfather to do that. Just leave him alone at home. Yeah, you may not care about him that much.
I try to ignore it. That's all that I do.
Yeah.
Billy Al. No, I didn't ask you. I don't have a Twitter. Might have in the future, but I don't know about that. What I'm asking is that you have a Twitter, so you're probably looking at what's happening. You have a timeline, and that's not good for your mental health. Seeing a lot of news that you shouldn't be seeing. What does it matter? I don't know. You probably shouldn't if you have a Twitter, put the trending topics to Japan or some other country that you don't get the language of.
Yeah.
And what else? And don't follow people who give you bad news. Because why would you do that? Nerdy Cowboy, I hope your uncle lives. And no. I hope he's doing fine.
Pray for your uncle. Alright. I gotta go. Make sure never to fart in your bed. Always.
Fart in your mouth.
Fart in your mouth, yeah.
Have a good night, everybody.